Hello?
Yes, sir. Now, I believe you are...
Nationwide. You need your account details for this call. For telephone banking, press 1. For current accounts, internet banking, and credit card inquiries, press 2. For personal loans or existing savings, including ISAs and bonds, press 3. For mortgages, press 4. For existing insurance policies, press 5. Or for lost and stolen, press 6. This line is for lost or stolen inquiries only. If your call is regarding anything else, press 1. For all lost and stolen inquiries relating to a nationwide current or savings account, press 2. Or for a lost or stolen credit card, press 3. Let's try that again. So we can get you to the right place. In your own words, please say the reason for your call today.
To speak to Don
Hardy. Please say yes or no.
Yes.
Sorry, I missed that. Let's try again. Do you want to speak to an advisor? Please say yes or no.
Yes.
Okay. Now, please say, or key in, your customer number, account number or the long number across the middle of any nationwide debit card.
Customer number.
Let's try that again. You can say or key in your nationwide customer number, your current account, savings, mortgage or personal loan number or the long number across the middle of any nationwide card. Go ahead. You can say or key in your nationwide customer number, your current account, savings, mortgage or personal loan number or the long number across the middle of any nationwide card. Go ahead.
Customer number.
Thanks. Now, from your 6-digit telephone banking pass number, please key in the 3rd digit.
Banking pass number.
Let's try that again. Key in the 3rd digit of your telephone banking pass number now.
The 3rd digit of
banking
pass number.
Let's get someone to help you. Calls are recorded to help improve our service. To keep our colleagues safe and to ensure you have the best experience today, please treat our team members with kindness and respect.
Calling Nationwide Reception. You're speaking with Java Drake. How can I help you today?
Hello, I need to speak to a member of your fraud team, I think, who is called Don Harvey.
Before proceeding further, ma'am, can you help me out with your name, ma'am?
Mumtaz Karimji.
Now, may I know the reason behind your call? Like, why would you like to speak with Don Harvey? Like, who's Don Harvey?
Because I've been speaking to him for hours about a fraud on my card.
Oh, well, Matt, can you please hold the line for a moment? I'll just check if we have an officer named Don Hardy along with us or not. I'll just check on my database and see if there's an officer by that name or not. Can I put a call on hold, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. Now, we have an officer named Don Harvey, who is from the anti-fraud department. Like, would you like to speak with the anti-fraud department, Don Harvey?
I want to speak to Don Harvey in the anti-fraud department.
Okay, I'll just transfer this call to him, ma'am. Okay, give me a moment. Transfer this call to him. Hi, this is Don Harvey speaking from Nationwide Anti-Fraud Department. How can I help you today?
It's Mumtaz Karimji.
Hi, Mumtaz. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Finally, we got through it, you know, Mumtaz. Actually, I was working with files, you know, and Mumtaz, I'm really sorry about the inconvenience which was being caused to you because, you know, this is something which is very unusual that's taking place. And I have been working here for the past 12 years, you know, and something like this has never happened before. I'm really sorry about the inconvenience, Mumtaz, that you are facing right now. But however, things will all be resolved, Mumtaz. All right. Now, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you well.
Right. Now, Mumtaz, right now what we are doing is, right, since we've already cancelled your card, now what we are doing is, we have already reissued a new card as well. Now, since the account that you're using is already being compromised, you know, someone is trying to use your account on your behalf, and they are trying to do illegal activities. So what we're doing is, we will create a new account for you, and we are going to transfer part by card payments from your existing account to your new account, Mumtaz. Okay? Now, Mumtaz,
you are creating a new card for a new account?
See, what we are doing is, right, Mumtaz, this account that you are using at this moment, using your laptop, right? Now, this account is already being compromised, right, Mumtaz? So, what we are doing is, we will be creating a new account for you, and we will be transferring money part by part from your existing account to your new account. Okay?
What do you mean part by part?
See, right now, Mumtaz, you know what we cannot see. Right now, if we transfer all the money at once onto your new account, the people at the bank will be alerted that, you know, you have created a new account for yourself, and they will hack into your new account as well. So we cannot take a risk at this present moment. So it's going to take, you know, we will be transferring first £1,700 from your existing account to your new account, Mumtaz. Do you get my point, Mumtaz? Right? We'll be sending part by part, from your existing account to your new account, Mumtaz. So if you can just get your laptop on, ma'am.
My laptop is on.
Okay, just open your online banking, please.
Open my online banking. I'm going to log in to Internet Bank.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, what do you see next?
Wait a minute. Assignment you will receive, right? So once you hear a beep sound, right?
problem that the payments which is coming up on your account was not done by you. So they will make sure that they cancel down all the charges, and if needed, they will cancel down.
Hello?
I am here, ma'am.
Okay. I'm waiting for a one-time code.
Oh, okay. No worries.
Right.
Taking...
Okay. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here, Mumtaz.
Okay. I'm logging in now.
Yeah, okay.
Oh. I don't understand. I often have this problem. I put in my login details.
Uh-huh.
And the bank, it doesn't read them.
You have put the wrong password, you know, just kindly check
I
and put the password.
I haven't put the wrong password. I've put the right password.
Do it once again.
For some one-time code.
Mm-hmm. 698 MWH.
Yes. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here, Mumtaz. Mm-hmm. Did you try to get into your account, ma'am?
I'm trying to get in. Yes, I've got into my account.
Oh, yeah, just a moment. I've just received an email.
Hello?
Yes? Can you hear me? Hello?
Who are you?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, this is Mark Robbins, the account department team. The Don is in a... The Don has received some email from our headquarters, and he is looking at that email for you. So, if you don't mind, could you just be on hold?
Yes, I can be on hold.
All right, thank you so much. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
This is Mark. Mom, Don is working on your account, and it will take some time, okay? So he informed me to...
Can you keep speaking to me? Because otherwise my phone will go off.
Oh, I understand. Do one thing, ma'am. Don has informed me to inform you that he will be calling you, okay? He's doing some of your accounts work. So once he has finished doing your account work, he will be calling you, okay?
So shall I switch off the phone?
No, you don't need to switch off the phone. You just, I believe your phone is not charged at this moment.
No, my phone is charged. Which phone are you talking about? I'm talking to you on my landline.
Yes, you're talking to your landline. So make sure you make your landline open, okay? Because Don will be calling you on your landline, okay?
Okay, so shall I switch off the landline now?
Yes. Just hang up the call right now. Don will be calling you, okay?
Okay, I'll hang up.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.